You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. Selangor is positioning itself to be a business and aviation hub. And in a post-pandemic environment, they are trying to attract investors, mostly foreign investors, but of course, local investors as well. Here, joining us is Dato' Hassan Azhari Idris, the CEO of Invest Selangor, talking to us about the latest event that they're hosting, the Selangor Aviation Show, which is going to take place next week. So, how are you, Dato'?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. I feel good. I just met my mom for the first time after 25 months. She came down from Arau. So, you know, even meeting her, it's very strange because, you know, we don't hug, tak cium tangan and all that. We're maintaining a 2-meter range. Both of us were wearing masks. But that's the new environment, right? So if we comply to the SOP, inshallah, everything should be okay. But that's the norm. But people are coming back to normal and want to learn more about the kind of environment and business shows that we're attending. So, you know, having a Selangor Aviation Show is quite interesting as well. Maybe, Dato', you could share with us the details of Selangor Aviation Show.
Okay, thank you, Ibrahim. Selangor Aviation Show, or SAS 2021, is the first business and general aviation dedicated exhibitions in the country. The theme for this year is Selangor, the ASEAN Business and General Aviation Hub. And SAS 2021 main objective is to provide a dedicated regional networking platform and event for the business and general aviation segment of the aviation industry. In addition, the exhibitions will also assist in positioning Subang as the ideal hub for these kind of activities. And this SAS 2021 will be held from 25th to 27 November, from Thursday to Saturday. At the Sky Park Regional Aviation Center Subang, and there will be 39 participants in the first exhibition this year, featuring 15 static display of jets, small planes, helicopters and drones, and also 40 booths in a hangar setting. And this show will have the Ministry of International Trade and Industries, or MITI, and its agency, the National Aerospace Industry Coordinating Office, or NACO, as our strategic partners. And in addition to that, the main sponsors for this year, SAS 2021, are the Systematic Aviation Services Nyamberhad, Embraer ATS Turbine Services Nyamberhad, as well as Aerodyne Group. Other participants include Dassault Aviation together with their unit ExecuJet MRO Services Malaysia, Galaxy Aerospace, Luka Malaysia, Pan Aviation, Atmal, Deviation, APR Training Centers, Global Turbine Asia, and many more.
Dato', can I learn more about why the Selangor government or Invest Selangor is deciding to organize the SAS or Selangor Aviation Show?
With the latest announcement that Klang Valley has moved into phase 4 of the National Recovery Plan, businesses are starting to pick up. Travel industry, one of the hardest hit industries during the pandemic, are seeing activities increasing as we speak. However, the state government feels that we need to assist them towards the right direction. We hope that SAS 2021 will become the right platform for the subsector to expand their business and operations in the region. We have seen the potential of business aviation and general aviation, or in short, we call it BAGA, B-A-G-A. Especially during the health crisis earlier, where a lot of movement of medical equipment and the vaccines, especially into remote areas, were done through them. So by positioning Subang as the hub for BAGA activities, it will also benefit Selangor as well as Malaysia as a country.
We understand that Invest Selangor had to make some adjustments and postponement of the Selangor Aviation Show, particularly on the event dates because of the pandemic and all the other restrictions. Can I ask, is there an urgency on hosting this event?
I think yes, the idea of having this exhibition started in 2019, and we originally planned for this event to be held in 2020. Then the pandemic hit the world and everything was halted. However, we continued with the planning of SAS 2021 last year and then started work early this year. We did a soft launch to kick off the event promotions sometimes in March 2021 this year for the event to be held in August this year. But again, this was unavoidably disrupted, and now we are scheduled for it in November 2021. I think as Malaysia is trying to turn the corner on the pandemic and its effects to society and the economy, we need to stimulate the industries towards the right directions. I think by having SAS 2021 providing the right network platform, the industry will be able to restart their conversations and look for fresh opportunities, not only domestically, but also regionally. And in addition to that, we also need to bring stability and confidence to the industries. And we hope that this SAS 2021 will be seen among our earliest efforts to assist the aviation industry to return to normalcy by providing the full support from the state in reviving the economic activities the soonest possible. And looking at the high interest from the industry players, I believe that our efforts are going being recognized and appreciated.
All right, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Invest Selangor on the Selangor Aviation Show. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Dato' Hassan Azhari, the CEO of Invest Selangor. We're here talking about the Selangor Aviation Show that's going to take place on the 25th to 27th of October at the Sky Park Terminal in Subang. Dato', I want to ask you a little bit more about what does Selangor hope to achieve through SAS 2021 or the Selangor Aviation Show 2021. How does this contribute to the economy, both state and country? How do you think that this is going to contribute to the well-being of the people? How do you feel that this is going to, provide that kind of necessary economic growth heading towards next year?
I think we hope to be able to organize this year's editions successfully and to help revive the industry. Once it is established, it will be easier for state to look at building it up as the regional annual networking event of this business aviation and also general aviation industry. I think by having the regional event here in Subang, it will be an added factor which other international players will consider and eventually move their operations into the state. And this aim is also parallel to our overall plan in the our Selangor Aerospace Action Plan 2020 to 2030.
Earlier on, you were mentioning some of the players involved, including drone players, including aircraft manufacturers. Aerodyne is a big player in this business, of course. And we'd like to see if the kind of setup that is going to be interesting. But before we do all that, can you perhaps explain the order of the events that is going to take place? What would be some of the programs lined up for the Selangor Aviation Show? And what can participants expect to see when they attend the Selangor Aviation Show for this year?
As mentioned earlier, the business and general aviation operators will be well represented, as well as from other aviation and aerospace segments, some OEMs, airlines, airports, technical and engineering organizations, manufacturers and suppliers, aviation schools and training centers, and some regulatory bodies. And visitors to the exhibitions may browse through the 15 static displays for aircraft and helicopters, including luxury private jets, as well as visiting the 40 booths within the area. And but unfortunately, due to a deliberate controlled environment we have imposed, we will not be having actual flight demonstrations like a regular air shows. And the first 2 days are open for business and trade visitors only. And there will be also a networking night over 2 evenings on the 25th and 26th November. The first evening is for the industry players, whereas the second evening is for the other enthusiasts to celebrate and build new relationship with the industries. And on the third day, which is open to both business and public visitors, there will be activities and talks planned specifically for aviation and aerospace tertiary students. We call this our EDU Open Day, or Education's Open Day lah. This is our outreach to them, our future aviators and future industrialists, and to encourage them and build talents that will hopefully benefit the state in the coming years.
All right. Dato, we will go for one more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more about the outlook of the global aviation industry. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Dato Hassan Azhari, the CEO of Invest Selangor. We're talking about the Selangor Aviation Show. Dato, zooming out, let's take a look into the global aviation industry. This is, of course, a sector that has been hardest hit, if anything, following the pandemic since February or March last year. Some of the airlines are coming back. Some of the players surrounding the airline business or the aviation business, like retail, like airports, they're slowly coming back, but the road to recovery is still a very long one. Now that many countries are now slowly returning to pre-pandemic operations, what would be some of your current outlook when it comes to the global aviation sector?
I think that there are several reports outlining the projections and outlook of the industry post COVID-19. And I think we are also agreeable and hopeful that the industry may start its recovery in 2022 and will be able to return to its pre-pandemic numbers by 2024. At the same time, with the downward trend of the active cases, especially in Klang Valley, SAS 2021 will be the networking activities that we hope can re-energize the businesses to plan ahead and start talking to potential partners and clients. As more sectors are reopening, domestic flights are also flying, aviation sector will start to recover. We are confident that this sector will see business activities progressing slowly, then hopefully by next year, it will be back to full recovery process.
We know that Selangor is a big contributor to the Malaysian GDP, and statistics do show that Selangor contributes bigger GDP in terms of state or territory, even more than that of Wilayah Persekutuan. Infrastructure within Selangor is better. There's the KLIA, there's the highways, there's better schools. There's a lot of things that Selangor can be proud of. The question now that I want to pose to you is on how do you think the Selangor Aviation Show is going to position Selangor to be a little bit having the competitive edge over the other territories. How do you think this will further strengthen the position of Selangor vis-a-vis the rest of the country?
Thank you, Ibrahim. I think we must remember that over 63% of the aerospace industry players in Malaysia are located within a Selangor state. Therefore, the growth of this industry will benefit the state directly and the country generally. And we think that by promoting the Baga sector to consider Subang as its hub, it will create a ripple effect in the overall aviation industry as well as other activities such as the MRO activities, the flight school. Even F&B, for example, will also be involved in this the whole ecosystem of these aerospace industries in the country.
Because let's pull back to the event per se, the Selangor Aviation Show per se. There's a lot of restrictions involved, and for good reason and for good measure. We know that the local attendees would probably adhere to the requirements as set by the government. But we do expect some travel restrictions from participation of industry players overseas. What would be some of the contingency measures that you have in store to mitigate this restriction?
I think due to the current situations, this year event, this year SAS 2021, focused mainly on local industry players and industry operators that are already in Malaysia. However, we are also expecting some of the regional industry players to attend the event as well. And MIDA allows business travelers to enter the country with a strict travel safe arrangement through its one-stop center service. And we are also expecting a few participants from overseas, such as from Turkey as well as from Brazil, will be joining our event this year. And for this inaugural exhibitions, we are looking at 3,000 to 5,000 visitors only, as we think that we need to adhere to the social distancing SOP provided by the National Security Council, and all visitors are required to plan and register their visit to the exhibition through our website, www.selangoraviationshow.com. And I think for those who have yet to register, I would encourage them to do so as early as possible, as we have set a limit to how many that can visit at one time because of the SOP. So that you have to register earlier, and then we will set the time for you to visit. So we, due to this strict SOP, there will be limited time will be given for you to be there.
Fantastic. Just to recap, for the Selangor Aviation Show, big names like Aerodyne, Embraer, Systemic Aviation Services are there. There's a lot more of the items that can be found on the selangoraviationshow.com website. Dato, is this a free event? Do people have to pay for this?
No, it is free of charge.
Free of charge. Fantastic. This event will take place at the Subang Sky Park terminal. Of course, there's a lot of things that can be done there as well. But, you know, as per normal, we've got to maintain our social distancing, maintain our SOP. How are you going to get there, Dato? Do you feel that, you know, the SOP is going to be managed well over there?
We hope that the SOPs that we provided will help the visitors to visit and to plan their visit. Transportations will be provided from the dedicated or designated parking areas from nearby area. And we hope that by having some control measures, we will be able to control the crowd more effectively.
Fantastic. That was Dato' Hassan Azhari, the CEO of Invest Selangor. If you've missed any part of this episode, just head on to astroawani.com. Look for Notepad over there. You can also look for the Selangor Aviation Show or Invest Selangor on our website as well. Until then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.